rolled into a tube. "This came in from Lady while you were gone. It's for the annals." "Someone must have died." He grinned. "Bang it around and fit it in. But don't polish it so much she gets all righteous again. I can't stand it when she flays me with my own arguments." "I learned the first time. One Eye says he thinks he knows where he left his papers from when he thought he was going to have to keep the annals." "I've heard that one before." Croker grinned again, then ducked out. Chapter 16. 400 men and 5 elephants swarmed around an incomplete stockade. The nearest friendly outpost lay a hard day's march northward. Shovels gnawed the earth, hammers pounded, elephants swung timbers off wagons and helped set them upright. Only the oxen stood around, lazing in their harnesses. This nameless post was barely a day old, the newest point in the relentless Taglian leapfrog into the Shadowlands. Only its watchtower was complete. The lookout there scanned the southern horizon intently. There was an electric urgency in the air, a heaviness like the smell of old death, a premonition. The soldiers were all veterans. Not a one considered fleeing his nerves. Each had developed the habit and expectation of victory. The sentinel began to gaze fixedly.
"Captain!"
A man, distinct for his coloring, dropped a shovel, looked up. His true name was Cato Dahlia. The Black Company called him Big Bucket. Wanted for common theft in his home city, he had become advisor commander of a battalion of Taglian border rangers. He was a hard-ass leader, with a reputation for getting his jobs done and bringing his people back alive. Bucket scrambled onto the observation platform, puffing.
"What have you got?"
The lookout pointed. Bucket squinted.
"Help me out here, son. These eyes ain't what they used to be."
He could see nothing but the low humped backs of the Logra hills. Scattered clouds hung above those.
"Watch!"
Bucket trusted his soldiers. He selected them carefully. He watched. One small cloud hung lower than the others, dragging a slanting shadow. This rogue thunderhead did not travel the same direction as the rest of its family.
"Headed right for us?"
"Looks like it, sir."
Bucket relied on his intuition. It had served him well during this war without major battles, and intuition told him that cloud was dangerous. He descended, spread word to expect an attack. The men of the construction company, although not combat soldiers, did not want to withdraw. Sometimes Bucket's reputation worked against him. His rangers had prospered, freebooting across the frontier. Others wanted a share. Bucket compromised. He sent one platoon north with the animals, which were too valuable to risk. The other workers stayed.